First of all, I just wanted to say we are so welcome here. We feel very welcome, and I am so impressed with your hospitality, and we really enjoy coming to the dinners on Friday, and we really have a lot of fun. And I just want to encourage you to keep working as hard as you guys do, because the harvest is so plentiful. You guys are doing a great job. So as I was just praying and thinking about what I wanted to speak about, I came across this verse, and it's Psalm 100, 1 through 5. It's the whole psalm. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. So that was just the verse I've had on my heart for you guys. And I just wanted to show you this video quickly, just about how good God is and how amazing he is. And so if we just really quickly show this video, it's by Francis Chan. He is a pastor in the state of California, and I would recommend his books to anyone, Crazy Love. And this is just a clip of Our Universe, so I'll show this to you quickly. So if you want to turn to Genesis, it's the next slide, in your Bibles, chapter 1, 1 through 25, God is just making creation. And keep in mind that God always was. So this is the beginning of our world, but God always was, which is a good revelation to get. It's hard to fathom. But then in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image. And can you imagine the beginning? Like, just it says in Genesis chapter 3 that God walked in the garden with Adam and Eve. And what a beautiful picture of our original design. Also, God made us in his image so that he can have relationship with us. He didn't make us like a frog or something that he can't communicate with. You know, he made us like him and to be in relationship with him. And it says God gave us dominion. So that means he gave us authority to rule over the land. But what comes with authority? And that's choices. What kind of authority would we have if we didn't have to make decisions? Viv and Dave had to make a decision if they were going to give us the service. They're in authority. They have to make decisions. And so you guys know the story. If you want to go to the next slide. God gave Adam and Eve one rule, and he said, don't eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, or of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so that was their choice. He gave them dominion and rule, and he gave them a choice. And you know that they chose to eat, and they chose their own way. Instead of choosing God's wisdom, they chose the fall, and that is what we call the fall of man. And with that, we ask, if you want to go to the next one, you know, yeah, they were tempted. There was a serpent in the tree. Why was he there, you ask? There's some verses that theologians say that are related to the serpent, and it comes in Isaiah. How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. In Ezekiel, you were blameless in your ways from the day you were created till wickedness was found in you. So God, or as you know, Satan was an angel, and he wanted to be above God. He wanted his throne above God, and it says he was beautiful and he got pride. But remember that he was created. God created him perfect, and he chose, just like we have a choice, he chose wickedness. So, he was in the garden, and by us giving or choosing, Adam and Eve choosing to follow the serpent, we are giving him the authority that God gave us by disobeying God. We're choosing our own way instead of God's wisdom. So if you want to go to the next slide, I just think about how that made God feel. What was God's heart? He made this beautiful creation for us, and we didn't choose him. We chose sin. We chose to disobey God. And with the fall comes famine, disease, pain, decay, natural disaster, death. This is not God's heart. This was not his original design for us and for humanity. This is horrible. This comes with the fall. This comes with free will and choice. Can you imagine just what it would be like without the fall? And, you know, we do have choice, but where do you stop free will? You know, like, do you stop it with, okay, I'm not going to let anyone murder, or I'm not going to let anyone rape, or do you stop it at the thinking level? I'm not going to let you think those thoughts. God gave us, we're humans. He gave it, made us to be in relationship with him. We have thoughts. We think our own thoughts. And, you know, the first five books of the Bible, God is talking about the ways we're supposed to live. He talks about famine. He talks about cleanliness. He says, you know, in India, they have no sewage plans. They just go to the bathroom, wherever. And God talks about that in the first five books of the Bible. I think it's boring, but he cares about this stuff. It matters to him. The whole New Testament, this is important to God. Are we living in his ways, or are we going to live our own ways? You know, the talks about Israel, if they were going to be doing good, or are they doing bad? Were they following God's ways, or were they living their own life? Were they going to prosper, or, you know, go to war? But in Psalm 100, again, it says, he is faithful, he is good. And in Deuteronomy, he is the rock, his works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. And I look at this and I'm like, God, what, do something. What is wrong? Like, I look at the world and I'm just so hurt by, you know, what's going on. And I said, God, do something. In the next slide, if you want to go to that. And did he ever do something? I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, God made a plan for our redemption. We separated ourselves by choosing sin, because God is holy. He is perfect. He is so just. And when we choose to turn our backs on him, that separates us from him. So a man gave away the authority. He gave the keys to Satan by choosing to disobey God. So a man had to take that authority back. So that's where Jesus comes into play. In the old days, when, you know, you sinned, they would take an animal, they'd take a spotless lamb, or they'd take the best of the crops, and they would sacrifice it, because there has to be payment for sin. There is a penalty for your sin. And so Jesus lived a life perfect, and he was tempted. And if you want to go to the next slide, the first and the last thing Jesus was tempted with was his identity. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. He's on the cross. If you are the Son of God, come off the cross, you know? And I just want to encourage you that Jesus is not on the cross anymore. He did die, and he took our place in our sin, and he went to Hades, and he got the keys, and now we live in that authority. It says in Matthew 28, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Guys, we have this authority. Jesus has given us the authority to go and teach what he has taught us. And he is the way, the truth, and the life, and he speaks truth. He is truth, and I challenge you to seek this out. It says, no eye has heard, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind can possibly imagine the things God has in store for us as believers. And when Jesus died and he rose again and he went to heaven, he left his spirit with us, guys. His Holy Spirit doesn't just come down when he feels like it. He, as a believer, he's living inside of us. And what a call to unity, because if we are his temple and all together, we all each individually have his spirit, how much more can we do together? If you want to go to the next slide. You know, we say, God, why don't you do something? But God made this world for us. And he's like, you do something. And this is just like a challenge that he's given me. And, he gave us authority. We have the authority back now. Are we going to walk in that? Or are we going to, you know, Satan only has what we give him. We can take the ground back because Jesus sent us out with his authority. He said, go. Okay, so our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, it's about salvation because we have an eternity in heaven with him, but he wants his kingdom to come on earth. It's not just about salvation. It is because it's huge and what an awesome gift he's given us. But his kingdom to come on earth, like we see problems in government, in education, in you know, the famine. What is God saying about this? Where has he called you? Has he called you? What's your desires? God put those desires specifically in you. You know, my husband is an awesome paramedic back in the States. He has such a passion to help people and to heal people. And are you a teacher? Do you have a desire to teach children? Do you have a desire to see the laws change in the government? God put those desires in you to bring his kingdom. And he has such a bigger picture than the cross. You know, it's yes, huge. But I just want to challenge you. Are you hungry for what his ways are? You know, we sing this song this morning, Hungry I Come to You. Are we hungry? Do we want to seek what he has for us? Because he has so much more. I just encourage you. What does his word say? Are we seeking his ways? Because this isn't God's heart for famine and for, you know, how many people die going hungry. We have the authority, guys. And I'm so excited with that. And I've just been learning that in these last months, you know, and I'm so excited to do it with you. So, again, if we just want to come back to Psalm 100. It says, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. You know, I'm tempted to look at this and, you know, my heart's heavy and be like, God, if you're good, why is this going on? And he says, no, come back to his word. You want to know God, study his character. What does his word say about his character? He is good. This is not his intentions. One last thing here. If you want to open to Romans chapter 8, verse 16. If you get anything, this is what I want to leave you with. We'll start at 14. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his suffering in order that we may also share in his glory. Verse 16, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. We are God's children. That is so amazing to me. That we're heirs with Christ. So we stand with Jesus. We're not out here standing alone. And I just want to focus that our battle isn't against flesh and blood. Guys, we stand against an enemy. And I just want to encourage you that we stand with Jesus and we're his children. And we do have the authority to know who you are. Your identity is so important. Yes, you have passions for government or health or medical, but you, more than anything, are a son and daughter of the living God. So I will leave you with that. And if I can pray for you. And also, I wanted to give you a chance to respond, because this is a huge call that God's calling us to walk and bring his kingdom. And if you don't have the Spirit living in you, do you want it? Do you want to, like people were saying, be a new creation? It is such an honor to walk with Jesus and to know him and to be in relationship with him. Do you realize that you can have a relationship with the living God, our maker, the creator of all that? And in that movie, Francis Chan, in that particular sermon, he's talking about, I created all this, and you're going to choose material stuff over me? He said, that sickens my heart. Oh my gosh, that hurts me. God is such a huge God, and he wants to give us this world. So if I can pray with you, if you want to receive the Spirit, the living God inside you, this is the call to do it. Do you want to understand the love he has for you, the relationship that you can have with him? It's such an honor. So Father, I lift up this church to you, and I thank you for where you've placed them in this community. The families that you've placed them in, the jobs that you've placed them in, they have such a purpose in your plan. And God, I just ask if anyone here tonight, this morning, not tonight, is hearing that call and is saying, yes, God, I want to know you. I want to be in relationship with you. God, I want to know you, my maker. I just ask, as we close our eyes, if there is anyone who says, yes, I am hungry and I want the living God inside me, just raise your hand. And if you do make this decision, please come speak with one of us, and we would love to just, you know, show you more of who our King is. And if you want this fire, this consuming fire, as we sung this morning, to just be who you are and a part of your life, I just ask that you'd make that decision. Just by a show of hands, I just want to see if there is anyone who wants to say yes to Jesus, yes to this Redeemer. So God, I lift the hearts up to you this morning, and I thank you that you have called us to so much more. I thank you that you are a loving God, and you have purposes and desires for each one of us. And just pray that as you are a consuming fire, you would just fill us this day and begin to show us your purposes and your plans.